Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This is Rebecca Williamson.
And this is Jonathan Getz, guest hosting Destination East County.
This week's Destination East County includes the Ramona Country Fair, a Tierra del Sol Star Party, a grand opening celebration at the La Mesa Wine Works, and live at the Lakes, a concert and barbecue at Lake Henshaw to help returning veterans and shelter dogs in Corvette Cruise Night in El Cajon.
Plus, we'll tell you about upcoming attractions, including a concert at Sequan Resort, the Julian Grape Stomp Festa, music festivals in Santee and Julian, Julian Apple Days, the La Mesa Oktoberfest, and the Barona Pow Wow.
So stay tuned for all these events and many more.
The Ramona Chamber of Commerce will present the 46th Annual Ramona Country Fair Thursday, August 25th to Sunday, August 28th at the Ramona Outdoor Community Center, 421 Aqua Lane, Ramona. This real old-fashioned country fair will feature amusement rides, a midway of carnival games, a Wild West show, a country music concert, prizes, food, a stage for live music and entertainment, crafts, shopping, and contests for crafters, and cooks vying for blue ribbons. The fair will also feature more than 100 vendors, including local businesses and home crafters, and a food court. A variety of crowd-pleasing hometown contests are planned, including pie-eating contest, best mustache contest, and awards for best jams, jellies, honey, salsa, jerky, and pickles. Proceeds from the fair will benefit the Ramona community, including scholarships to Ramona students. For more information, visit ramonachamber.com.
The San Diego Astronomy Association invites you to a star party at the organization's 10-acre site in the Tierra del Sol area of Boulevard on Saturday, August 27th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. The club's 22-inch telescope, along with other telescopes, are available for everyone to use. Members experienced in their use and in the night sky are available to answer questions from the many curious individuals, school groups, and civic organizations, and come to view the stars and planets, weather permitting. For more information, visit sdaa.org and click on the calendar section.
La Mesa Wine Works invites you to their grand opening celebration this Saturday, August 27th, including live music by the Barnyard Casanovas Band from 7 to 10 p.m. The La Mesa Wine Works is a co-op to showcase local wines. On Saturday, they will be serving up vintages from both San Pasqual and Wyatt Oaks wineries, located at 8167 Center Street in La Mesa. In a revitalized industrial zone, Wineworks will also feature trivia nights and food trucks on Thursday nights starting September 17th, plus live music every Saturday night. For more information, you can visit lamesawineworks.com.
Ramona Ranch Winery, Roundup Grill, and John Little Catering are partnering to host Live at the Lake, an interactive outdoor music, barbecue, and wine fundraising event on the shores of Lake Henshaw in Santa Isabel on Sunday, August 28th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This event benefits Shelter to Soldier, a nonprofit organization that adopts and trains shelter dogs to serve as psychiatric service dogs for the post-9/11 combat veterans. Guests will enjoy live music by the Steel Horse Country Band, barbecue, beer, and craft wines. The event includes a tribute to all military veterans. This family-friendly event will honor service dogs of veterans on site. So hosts respectfully request that guests refrain from bringing family pets. Studies estimate that one in every five military personnel returning from Iraq and Afghanistan is suffering from PTSD. Every day, on average, 20 U.S. veterans and one active duty service member commit suicide. And every day, 3,200 dogs are being euthanized in the United States. The service Shelter to Soldier provides for free to veterans, and their commitment to adopt service dogs fulfill the mission of this nonprofit organization by saving lives two at a time. To learn more about the veteran support services provided by Shelter to Service, visit ShelterToSoldier.org. For tickets, you can call Roundup Grill at 760-782-2729. Veterans are admitted free to the concert and can purchase food and drinks.
Corvette Cruise Night is coming to downtown El Cajon on Wednesday, August 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. In addition to watching these cool vets cruising Main Street, you can also enjoy some shimmying entertainment from Anna the Belly Dancer and friends. For details on this and other classic cruise nights, visit downtownelcajon.com.
Now for a preview of coming attractions.
The 46th annual Barona Powwow will take place September 2nd to the 4th at the Barona Sports Park, located on the Barona Reservation in Lakeside. Powwows aim to preserve Native American cultural traditions for future generations. Barona's Powwow attracts tribal dancers and drummers from across the nation as they compete for prizes. You can also shop for Native American arts and crafts items at vendor booths and purchase food such as Indian fry bread. For more information, visit baronatribe.org/powwow.
On Friday, September 2nd, the Gregory Page Show comes to the Sikwan Golf Resort, Red Tail Grill Veranda in El Cajon from 6 to 9 p.m. This world-acclaimed singer-songwriter, recording artist, and international touring artist, crooner, and troubadour will share his original songbook as well as reimagined gems from the American roots jazz. For more information, you can visit sikwanresort.com.
You're invited to kick off your shoes and come enjoy a day of fun with the 20th annual Grape Stomp Festa at Mingini Winery in Julian. This fall favorite takes place on September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There will be tons of grapes to stomp, plus wine tasting from several local wineries, food available for purchase, vendor booths, Italian music, and bocce ball contests. For tickets and details, you can visit julianca.com.
Santee's annual Bluegrass Festival will be held Saturday, September 10th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Town Center Parkway Community Park East. This year's musical lineup features two talented bluegrass bands, the Homesick Hitcher and Mojave Soul. Admission entitles ticket holders to sample several varieties of wine, beer from numerous craft breweries, and food prepared by local restaurants. Proceeds from the one-night festival are used to fund recreation scholarship programs for seniors and low and moderate income families and provide annual operating funds for the Santee Teen Center. For tickets and details, visit SanteeBluegrassFestival.com.
Here's something to howl about. The Julian Music Festival on September 17th will benefit the California Wolf Center, which is working to preserve a rare and endangered wolf species. The music festival will be held on September 17th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Mingini Winery in Julian. The 47th annual music festival will feature a diverse lineup of entertainment. For tickets and details, you can go to julianmusicfestival.com.
The annual Julian Apple Days Festival offers a weekend full of fun for the whole family on September 24th and 25th as part of the longer Apple Days celebration. The two-day festival will be held at Mingini Winery, featuring apple displays, music and dancing, an antique tractor display, children's games and activities, gold panning demonstrations, a beer and wine garden, food and merchandise vendors, contest, and of course, apple pie. For more information, visit julianca.com.
You're invited to the largest Oktoberfest celebration west of the Mississippi. La Mesa Oktoberfest, September 30th to October 2nd. This community event is spread out over nearly six blocks in La Mesa Village and features hundreds of exhibitors, family-friendly activities, German food, music, dancing, outfits, games, and of course, beer. For more information, visit the LaMesaOktoberfest.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County. See you around, East County.